from over the Michael Jackson trial. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Bacon reporting here right now, and we have what appears to be right now, and I cannot from my vantage point tell exactly how this started, but I can tell you somebody better get a mop and sponge, because the entire courthouse area that we are looking at here below in the Santa Maria area is surrounded by water. It is covered with water. And how this happened, how this area got flooded, is beyond me. Stand by.
Really, Bob Bacon's over the courthouse in Santa Maria, Bob?
Sure, Frank. Hold on, Phil. All right, no, I'm told, okay, we took a wrong tour over the Pacific Ocean. All right, so the best as I can tell is...
Wait a minute, is it flooded or not?
No, we're over the Pacific Ocean. No, now I see, there's California. Okay, turn left. All right, Phil, Bob Bacon.
What is he, a jackass? Get him back on.
Bob, 2-8. Bob?
Yeah, Phil.
What do you mean the whole area's flooded?
There's water down there. What do you want from me?
You don't know you're over the Pacific?
Well, now I do, yeah.
Jesus.
You know, forget it. Forget it. You'll never understand.
Yeah, that's right, man. I'll never understand just how dumb you are. Yeah, hi, Phil. Boy, we got a problem. The whole area is flooded. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Pacific. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show here. And coming up tonight, our flashback request. Of course, we will have Bobby Dooley on to talk about the big party that they're planning, the graduation party. Because guess what? Seth, their eldest, is graduating from high school in just a couple of weeks. Bobby and Steve are organizing the graduation party. No parents allowed, only the kids. It's caused some problems. Well, hell, you can guess what that's going to be all about, huh? Also, we'll have another visit, I'm sure, tonight from our program director and vice president of syndication, David G. Hall, and pet trainer Darren Flew. I don't know whether we'll have Darren on or not, because, frankly, every time I see these bits written for Darren, they're not too good. But, and as we mentioned last hour, our first ever webcast, June 17th, 7 o'clock. I got the word from Doug. He just walked in, our web thug. And Doug said, yeah, I was ready to put it up there. But then Greg said, wait, maybe we have to run it by some of the heavyweights because there's a few F-bombs that we drop. When we're off the air, and what you'll be seeing in the webcast is us on and off the air. So you'll hear our over-the-air feed. And then when we go to a commercial break, you hear us, you know, talking in the studio. And sometimes we... Sometimes we're not, I guess we're not the most well-spoken guys, and we do, but you'll see us in our work environment. It's kind of an interesting story going on. I don't know if you guys are interested in this or not, but it is kind of interesting. There's a lawsuit. Now, get a load of this. There's a lawsuit, and I believe it was a suit filed by someone who was hired to pretty much take notes in the writing session for a sitcom produced here in Los Angeles. Okay, so the writers are getting together, and I think it was for Friends. And they're getting together and they're writing. Now, apparently this person sued for sexual harassment. Why? Because a lot of sexual references were being made in this writing session. All kinds of sex acts and all kinds of innuendo and double entendre and just very overt statements. And this person felt that this was a sexually harassing environment to be working in. And I believe it's still in front of the court, but, you know, just an opinion that when you're writing a show or you're doing anything, you're creating and you've opened up the spigots and you're letting everything come out, sometimes some really crass stuff is going to pour out of there. And it's too bad that these guys have been taken to court for doing what writers do, which is freeforming allowing the thoughts to come so that they can come up with some ideas. These cats are getting sued for sexual harassment. All this does is it makes you never want to hire. I'm telling you, I hate to say this. It makes you never want to work with a woman. That's all it does. It's not that you're sexist. You don't think they can do the job. You don't want to get sued, man. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to try and do my gig. Now I got this chick sitting there, and she's going to get upset with some of the stuff we're saying. Well, forget it, man. Why would I even go through it? Now you hire a guy to sit there, and you start talking that way, and he sues you for sexual harassment. Now you're in trouble. And then you finally find yourself suing yourself. You just, you know what? I can't stand me. I'm suing me. God, I hate you, Henry. I get up in the morning, I look at myself. You know what? I'm filing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against you. You bug me, man. The stuff I've put myself through, I ought to sue myself for millions. And I could collect. I am telling you, I have had in my life, like that thing we were telling you about, I forget, 2 years ago, somebody sued, was it Linkin Park? No, it was a band, they sued Creed because they sucked. And so they sued them to get their money back and damages. So they went to see Creed at some hall back east, and Creed blew, and the kids walk out, and they go immediately to a lawyer. You know what? I'm going to file a lawsuit, man, because that sucked beyond words, and I want my money back, and I want damages for emotional, like, injury to having to sit there and listen to your bad freaking music. So I don't know what happened to that. And then there was another case that was really brilliant. This was wonderful, and it actually got thrown out. Now, how did I guess? A county commissioner in Cincinnati decided to sue the Cincinnati Bengals because they sucked so much chimp that they said, you know what? All the money that this community has invested in your stinking stadium and your lousy football team, we're suing. You suck. You're not delivering the product that you said you would. And as a result, we're not able to sell the stadium out, and the county is stuck with the money because, you know, these leases they sign now, the county's got to buy up extra seats, all this stuff. We are stuck with the money. I thought it was just the most brilliant lawsuit. Well, naturally, somebody was scratching somebody's back. Someone's in bed with somebody. They threw it out. Didn't make sense. What? Fortunately for the Phil Hendry Show, it's free, unless you're a Backstage Pass member. Now, for your $6.95 a month, you better be getting some top-dollar entertainment. Otherwise, you ought to sue me for millions. Hi, Phil. Yeah, my $6.95? God, do you suck. I'd like my money back and $8 million on top of that from emotional damage, having to listen to your bad Steve Bozell backdoor material. I've become a Backstage Pass member, but I had no idea that my belief in the Old Testament would be so beaten into submission by your Steve Bozell material. Oh, God. Oh, God, Anne Bancroft just croaked. Anybody know who she is? She's great. She just died. She was Mrs. Robinson, dude. She was Mrs. freaking Robinson. She died. Wasn't that old either. She was about 112. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up is our flashback request. Coming up also, Bobby Dooley. Bing Crosby will be on the show tonight. And more from that jackball, Bob Bakey. And all ahead on the Phil Hendry. Did you see this police standoff here in L.A. that happened today? It was all over the country. And it was looked like it was Highway Patrol and L.A. County Sheriff. Some guy they thought had a kidnap victim in the van. They chased this guy. First of all, they shut the 10 down. When you shut down Interstate 10, basically what you're doing is you might as well be shutting down like the Pacific Ocean. No ship traffic today in any ocean. Okay. I mean, you got millions of cars. So they shut it down. Now they're chasing this jackass in his van. And this is the plight of the police, right? And, of course, remember, you're chasing a guy. And what's going through the cop's head? Okay, great. Now I got a freaking helicopter over me. Now they're looking at me. I know they're looking at me. Now I got to do this right. Now I got to make sure. They think he's got a kidnap victim. Okay, I got to save the kidnap victim's life. But I got to make sure that I arrest this guy, but I got to do it in such a way so that some anus at CNN doesn't call me a, you know, murdering pig, and Michael Moore doesn't drop his hot dog and phone his lawyer. So what do I do? So they did it, according to every legal analyst that I've heard, they did a textbook. Beautiful job today by these cops. First of all, what they did is that 360, they banged the back of the car, put him into a spin, then they surrounded him, and then dig this. A police dog pulled this guy out of the car. A police dog. And I mean, these dogs are amazing. This dog wouldn't... Now, this guy couldn't... Did he have a gun? It was a kidnapping thing. This dog went in after this guy and pulled that sucker out of that van. Meanwhile, around him are like five SWAT vans, dudes in helmets. I mean, it looked like the first day of Baghdad, you know, just there's nowhere to go. But this dog went in, grabbed this guy, and yanked him out of there. Really cool job by the cops today. I love seeing a police dog go after a guy. It's great. God, I love it. Would have been cool if he'd taken his throat out or something. Oh, well, you can't have everything. All right, now for some comedy. Dear Phil, I'd love to hear the Mrs. Edelman bit again. Patrick in Winder, Georgia. Here it is, brother.
Counting, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
No, now it's no good.
What happened?
You're faded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better?
No.
Is this better?
Yes.
All right. How can we help you?
Okay. My name is Sheila Edelman. I mailed a request on the 30th of December to Domestic Relations.
Can you say that again?
Oh, brother. I mailed an express letter to Domestic Relations on December 30th to close my account. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I had just said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I included a Federal Express return envelope to fill my account. And I want to make sure...
What did you say?
Why can't we get through?
I can hear you, but we're having some interference. I don't know. We had a couple of tornadoes down here. You want to find out if your account was closed?
I want to find out if they received it, if they closed it.
Let me transfer you to dead accounts, all right?
It's not dead yet.
Well, not yet, but I want to find out if it was processed. All right?
All right, because they only received it yesterday.
I understand that. Let me transfer you. This will be Mr. Gonzalez, all right? Mr. Gonzalez.
What is your name?
My name is Fran.
You had to spell it.
All right, my name is Fran. F-U...
Yeah.
N-O...
Right.
L-O.
Okay, thank you.
That's pronounced Fran.
It's pronounced Fran?
Yes, ma'am. It's Norwegian.
Oh, okay.
Okay, isn't that interesting?
I just learned something.
Yeah, we get a lot of people ask me about that. All right, hold on. We'll transfer you to Mr. Gonzalez, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hello, it's Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes, I've just been transferred to you to find out if my account has been closed.
Yeah, okay.
My name is Sheila.
Oh, hold on for a minute. The office is a mess. We had a tornado come right through new accounts.
Well,
can you believe that?
This may be not have been taken care of.
No, no, dear, it's all right. The problem is this. We had a senior citizen drive a car right into the lobby.
Oh, my
God. Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
an elderly woman, God bless her heart, she's all right, but she drove her car, it was a Land Rover, right into the lobby.
Was that during the storm?
This was during the storm. She lost control. It must be. I asked her. She gunned it. And then she staggered out of the car and, get a load of this, asked to see if she could open up a CD. Are you ready for that? Can you believe that? She staggers out of the car. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I have to pass that one around.
You're going to pass what?
I have to pass that one.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right.
Is that amazing or what? Okay, let's see. New York City. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, would you please? Your name is Lieberman, right?
No, my name is Edelman.
Oh, Edelman. Okay.
E-D-E-L-M-A-N.
E-D-E-L-M-A-N.
Right.
Letterman?
Edelman.
Like Dave Edelman, the talk show host?
Not Letterman. Edelman.
Ego. E-D-O...
E-D...
M...
E...
All right.
L...
E-L... Your
Edelman.
Name is, your name's Letterman?
Just listen.
All right.
Edward.
I'm trying to do my job, ma'am. That's all
Donald,
I'm trying to do.
I'm giving you
please
letters
don't,
because
please,
the connection is bad.
I understand
Edward,
that.
Donald, Edward...
Edward Donald is your name.
No. E-D-E as in Edward Donald Edward.
Who is Edward Donald?
I'm giving you names so you can get my right letters of my name.
Oh,
the
I'm
right
sorry.
Letters of my name.
Oh,
so
like in the Army when they say Army Bravo, Army ABA. Okay,
yeah,
I got
exactly.
All right. Okay, I got
all
okay.
Right.
All
Edward,
right. So, Edward,
Donald,
is that your
Edward,
husband?
Lawrence, Morris, and...
What is your children? Edward, Lawrence, and Morris.
I don't know. I'm
what the hell is this?
Air.
There's a bunch of names I'm getting here.
All right. E-D-E-L-M-A-N. Edelman.
Now, Edward is who? Your husband?
Nobody.
Spell that again.
E.
E.
D as in Donald.
Donald as in duck.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
E as in I that you look out from in your head. I.
How do you spell that?
E.
Well, how do you spell I? When you say I...
Do you have a bad connection in your ear?
Ma'am, I can hear you very well, but you said my eye.
E as in eye in my face. E-Y-E.
The eyes in your face. All right, what is that? F is... All right, E as in eye in my face.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got E-D-E.
All right, we got that so far. So let's just stop there. Let's just stop there. Let's stop at E-D-E and let's take a deep breath here, all right? Because we've had a hell of a day.
L as in lollipop.
All right, E-D-E-L.
Right. M as in man, and that's the last... word in my name, Edelman.
All right, okay, Mrs.
Edelman.
Edward Donald Edelman.
No.
Well, ma'am, you said your husband's name was Edward Donald Edelman.
No, I did not, Mr. Gonzalez. I'm giving you words so you can know the letters. It's E-D as in Donald.
How do you like that? And I thought, okay, I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Right. How about that, huh?
As in...
Boy,
Edward.
I'm screwing this
as
up.
As in Donald.
E-D-E as in Edward. L as in Donald.
E again as in Edward.
E as in Edward. See, I've got a brother. He spells his name with an I.
Good. Okay. Well, as in lunch.
As in lunch.
Lunch.
Looks like it's about time for that, too, isn't it?
Right.
M?
M as in man.
Oh, I got it. Okay, let me spell it back.
My last three letters are M-A-N.
All right, let me spell it back to you. E as in Edward.
Right.
D as in lunch truck.
D as in Edward. D as in Donald.
As in Donald. E as in I. L as in Mary. M as in lunch. A as in snack. N as in supper. And that's...
What?
Edelman, right?
M-E-N as in supper?
Well, whatever. I got the letter right, didn't I? I don't know how you spell... I saw it's E as in Alvin.
Is there
L
some,
as
Mr.
in
Gonzalez,
sister.
What? Is there somebody else I can talk to, please?
Yeah, if you could hold on for just a second.
Weren't you the cat? You did those... yeah, all right. He did them... what's that puff? That cocoa? The whatever the hell, that sugar puff thing. Anyway, that's... Whatever that was. The Mrs. Edelman bit from Miami. That was Mrs. Edelman, and that is from our Best Of 1995 CD, our Miami CD. And you can hear the audio problem we had there. I'm not sure what that was, because every time I played that bit on the air, it sounded good. But, you know, as we improve the audio quality on everything that we do around here, suddenly the stuff from 7, 8, 9 years ago sounds dated. And that was recorded analog. Does that make a difference, Mark? That's an old analog tape recording. And now everything is digital. So, yeah, from 95 be analog. So if you go to the record store, if you go to any place to buy yourself, you know, to get yourself some music, and it says the original analog recordings, don't go near it because it's going to sound like that. That's like that band White Stripes. You know that band White Stripes? That Jack White and that woman he was married to? And, of course, they were all the rage there for a while. Everybody thought they were so minimalist until you found out that neither one of them knew how to play. Anyway, they recorded their album analog. So, in other words, it sounds like they did it in their bathroom. All right. What a revolutionary thing. This is his wife's drumming. You know, and you could almost get... Well, Professor Ginther, come here for a minute.
What do you want? I'm getting ready.
Just come here. Tell me about Meg White's drumming on the White Stripes.
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating. You know, she's so minimalist, you know. She's...
What do you mean minimalist? She don't know how to drum.
Yes.
Thank you. Get out of here.
Well, I swear to God, there's flooding down there.
You're over the Pacific Ocean. Now bug off.
I'm going over to Taco Lita. Forget you.
Good. Go to Taco Lita. Or go over to Tico's Tacos. It's better. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. We have Bobby Dooley coming up in a few minutes. Some kid named Phil Henry died from the SIDS when he was in the crib. Oh, my God. All right, well, that's David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication. As a matter of fact, you can go to our website and hear more of his drivel. And believe you me, that's exactly what it is. Coming up, Bobby Dooley. Graduation is happening. I got a son who's graduating from high school. I don't know if you guys are graduating. And, you know, Bobby's going to be talking about a graduation party she's going to be planning. By the way, can I give you guys just a tip? Just a couple of my high school friends a tip. Any kids that are listening to the show, of course, you're not supposed to be because you're under 18 and all of that crap. But having said that, can I give you just one eeny teeny weeny tip? I see a lot of you guys rent these limousines for your prom. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of fun. You may do it for your graduation. Don't ever... And this is a tip for you guys. Don't ever rent a limousine where it's got the name of the company on the side. Don't do it. First of all, you are renting a limousine. You're not renting a cab. And these guys that have the name of the limousine service on the side, they think because you're a young punk, you don't know any better. So you're going to take your girlfriend out in a limousine that says Charlie's Limousine Service on the side, and you look like a schmuck riding around town in that thing. You only want to rent from a guy that doesn't have the name on the side. And he's got a lot of soda, and he treats you real cool, right? Because I remember my son, when he went on his prom, now he's going to be graduating, but he went on his prom, his very first formal, all the kids, and they all put their money together, and they were all excited, and you know, the girls looked great, and the guys were in their tuxes, and all the parents are there, and we're taking pictures, and they all piled into this big Lincoln Navigator limo. You know, have you ever seen those things go down the street? They look like something, they look like they belong on the moon, don't they? They look like some kind of a moon limo. Just, Roger Houston, we're in the moon limo now, and it's like it's this big, long thing with four wheels. Ought to have a couple extra wheels in the middle. And they're all piling in. They're all like, right on the side there, it says Irving's Limousines. Call 24 hours wherever you are. Bail bond available. You know, just a real cheese operation. Just rubbing cheese all over your neck. So that's why I would say to you, be very cool with that, man. Don't let those cats, just because you're like a kid, don't let them take your bread and like run with it. I mean, you're paying some good money. Not anybody can rent a limo these days. Everybody does. And it's a really great way to go. And it's still a way to impress a girl. So don't take her out in a limousine that has, you know, Bob's Limousine Service and pork sausage available as well. You know, Bob's Limos and Birthday Clown. Next thing you know, the guy's pulling like gardening equipment out of the back.
If you kids don't mind, I'm going to stop and just mow a couple of lawns on the way. All right. All right.
Now it's time for some of our email here on the Phil Hendry Show. It says, Dear Phil, I was mistaken in thinking that I heard you say RC and Lloyd were going to host a Memorial Day weekend. I wanted to tell you your show a couple of weeks ago when you hit button David was looking for a new host was one of your funniest. Julie, and this is love ya, Julie W. Okay, so are you an alcoholic? What is that? Now, thank you very much, Julie. Hello, Mr. Hendry. I forgot it was my friend's birthday today. His name is Fred Shavira. He has been a huge fan of the show for several years now. He's a member of your site and always spreads the word of Phil Hendry to all friends and family. He loves you, and it would make him so happy if he heard that a bit was dedicated to him. It would be a beautiful surprise. Much thanks, Frank Luna. And by the way, Fred's birthday was on May 17th. Happy birthday. I wrote the guy back. I said, oh, wow, I'm so happy to get your email now. Here's one here. Phil, did R.C. Collins ever have any comments way back when Shannon Faulkner was admitted as the first woman into Citadel Military Academy? Then she dropped out because it was too difficult. Maybe R.C. was back in Chatsworth at the time, but now that he's in a military school, did you ever do any bits on the subject with him? You still run a great show. My friends still say you hire people to call in and argue with the guests because they just can't believe there are real callers who would believe the bits are real. Oh, well, talk to you later, Ryan. Oh, my God. It can't be that difficult to get. Ryan, time for brand spanking, freshly polished new friends. No, man. I'm telling you, it's the guy doing the voice. No. People who are that intractable, I believe the word, that inflexible, that sort of narrow, you can't be around them anymore. You have to move on, man. I know it's going to be tough. I know she probably is everything you ever dreamed of and then some. But look, dude, she doesn't believe that I do the voices, and she weighs a touch over 180. Phil, for the love of everything holy, please stop confusing Mormons with Jehovah's Witnesses. Mormons do go around in black pants, white shirts, on bicycles, etc., but we don't hand out those Watchtower brochures. Instead, Mormon missionaries will befriend you, manipulate you, and convert you, all without the aid of some Utopia cartoon-filled magazine. An email brought to you by a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a former missionary. Thank you. P.S. Most of the time, we don't even have to manipulate. May you pick up a Book of Mormon from your local missionary, read it, and spare yourself from the depths of hell. Timmy. A Mormon named Timmy? You know, if more of you guys were named Timmy, then we wouldn't have had to send all the Federals after you cats. You Mormons cause more problems, man. I've been reading your history. These freaking Mormons are out in Utah. President What's-His-Ass had to send a whole bunch of cavalry out there to kick some ass. Then they came back, then it was quiet. Then the Mormons caused some more problems, so then we got to send some more cavalry out there and kick ass. Then it quiets down. Then we got to do it again and again and again. Why? Because they all wanted to have like 19 wives. Don't you understand? You guys think you can have 19 wives and the rest of us can't? But not a one of them was named Timmy. A couple of them were Brigham. They all got them whack names like Brigham.
Jehoshaphat here. You best go back down the highway where you come from. My women and I'll be up here in the Citadel.
Brother Jehoshaphat and Jehesus and Sweet Jesus.
They probably had a brother named Sweet Jesus.
Brothers, we'll all go down there to the 4th North 40, there to the pasture. There I'll have my big King David beard and my name is Sweet Jesus Young.
Word up!
That's right. Word up to Allah, man? Any cavalry come out here, I'll turn them right around. I'll tail gun them. We come out here, Utah. 1840s. All them cats back east tell me I can't have 9, 10 wives. What's wrong with marrying your own daughter, huh?
Word.
That's right. Now, Brigham, Jehovah, Jehoshaphat, Jesus.
Every cat out there starts with a J or a G. Just call yourself what you've been wanting to call yourself, okay?
Jesus Young. And the founder of the great Mormon faith, sweet living Jesus H. Christ Young.
He's a hell of a guy. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Bobby Dooley coming up. All I know is that we offer it, and we got a lot of people who love it. And what it does, basically, is it automatically downloads our show into your iPod, and you can hear the show anytime you want. You don't have to do anything. Well, just like everything else in life, there's a problem with it now. And I've gotten, over the last couple of days, tons of emails from people. Well, I say tons. You know, it's up there, close to 100 emails from people saying that the webcasts are screwed up. I mean, the podcasts, I should say, the iPodcasts are screwed up. Let me just tell you the reason for this, folks. Apparently, it is illegal to download to a podcast music. In other words, you can download our show onto your computer anytime you want if you have a backstage pass and the music included, and it's not a problem. But because that this is a podcast, and there's smarter people out there who can understand this than me, you can't do that. So they've had to cut the music out. And as a result, it sounds as if you're getting a really completely butchered show. Well, you're really not. You're just missing a few seconds of the beginning and the end of each hour. The bulk of the show you're hearing, but it's turned into a real problem. And why? Well, you know, guess what? There's another rule. Oh, we have another rule. Well, we can't get through life without another rule now, can we? We must have rules and regulations. And don't give me all this email. These people really are a pain.
Yeah, well, you Democrat.
What do you mean, you Democrats? Look, man. Like I said to you yesterday, this guy Bush down in Florida, he's such a freaking Republican. What's his problem with getting rid of the restriction on the fast lane? Get those slow asses out of here and let people start, you know, getting to work on time, okay? Wait, there's a Republican for you. You cats are just as much into freaking rules as anybody else. You guys just like your kind of rules. Democrats like their kind of rules. Every time I say something like this, everybody wants to bust it down into politics.
Well, it's because of the liberal...
You know, what's wrong with this country more than anything else? Everybody's in their club now, and you can't get them out of their clubhouse. They're all in their little conservative clubhouse, and all these jackasses over in a little liberal clubhouse, and there's a few over there in their libertarian. These libertarians, have you ever seen a funnier group of people in your life? I'm a libertarian. They say it like they're proud of it. Well, what are you? I'm a libertarian. Oh, I see. You're African-American, but you don't want to look like a sellout to whitey, in other words. Exactly. Thank you. If you're black, be a libertarian. That way, you won't look like a chump being a liberal Democrat. You won't look like a sellout to the white man being a Republican. You'll look like just, you know, some sort of middle-of-the-road chump change black guy. Be libertarian. Oh, my God. We got a break? I was going to read an email.
You got a break now, you dumbass.
What did you just call me?
I'm saying no!
You got a break now, you dumbass. I'm about to read an email.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. And what they were basically doing is they had surrounded this guy, and they had four or five SWAT vans, and they were ready to pull this guy right out of there and rip him a new one. But instead, the dog went after him. It was right out there. I don't know if it was a combination, I think, of Los Angeles police, sheriff, and highway patrol. But it was a beautiful thing. And what?
Very much talking.
I'm talking about something. I know there's a call holding. Hello?
Mr. Henry, I want you know that there's black honeymooners on right now with Sacred Day Entertainer.
Turn it down, Lincoln. Ma'am, Bud, put her on hold. Put her on. Don't shoot. Ma'am.
I just want to know if you know that.
If I know that there's a black honeymooners now with Cedric the Entertainer?
Robert.
What do you want? Did you tell me?
Turn it down. I'm on the radio. Did you know that?
I think I heard about it, yeah.
What is your opinion of that? I know you're a Jackie Gleason fan.
Yeah. Would you like to
bring Ma'am, I can't hear you with your TV.
Sure. Turn that down, Robert.
I'm waiting for National Geographic.
Great.